Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. I'm broad number one. And over there with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Broad number two.
Yes. And that was the long intro.
Yes. We had an unidentified messenger via text to ask if that was me singing, and it's not. It's Allie LaRoe from The Feral Folk. Awesome singer here in town. You might see her. She does a lot of like performances around town. Like she's really awesome. So definitely check her out and give them a follow.
Yes.
But we promise we do the long intro this time.
I loved it. I missed it.
Sarah.
Yeah.
What's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we promise we'd be a little more lighter on this episode.
So I got a little crazy. Not crazy, but you know.
I'm dealing with some stuff.
Dealing with some personal things. It's tough being a female sometimes. You're just so emotional and your friendships mean so much when dudes can see each other like twice a year and be cool. Yeah.
Well, here's something that is, it's one of those like, it's difficult being in any kind of service job, whether you're a server or retail or anything that, you know, gets reviewed on by people, because humans are stupid.
Which I feel like almost everything gets reviewed on. Whether it's something to be reviewed on or not, you're still going to get reviewed.
Right. But there's some that are more than others, because I feel like a lot of people are entitled. They're like, oh, you didn't serve me my second water fast enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's Yelp. I mean,
yeah, exactly. That Yelp mentality is just unfortunate sometimes. But somebody actually put out a list of actual complaints received by Thomas Cook Vacations from dissatisfied customers. And they made me laugh because it was just
ridiculous.
One of them being, they should not allow topless sunbathing on the beach. It was very distracting for my husband, who just wanted to relax.
Okay.
No, he would say, oh, I'm just distracted. You know, why are they doing that? Please keep doing that. I just don't want my wife being mad at me.
Yeah, I'm going to keep sneaking some peeks. Really, the wife was probably just jealous.
Mm-hmm. This person says, on my holiday, you can tell they're British, on my holiday to India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food.
Bitch, where do you think you're going?
So you're in India. That's what they eat.
That's funny, though, because I was afraid of that when I went to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy food. Because I'm such a little baby. Yeah. Like, I mean,
did you encounter any spicy food that was too much?
No. Well, because I stayed at a
all-inclusive resort.
So they dumb it down. Like, even if I go to a Mexican restaurant here in Seattle, it's more spicier than that stuff.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Because I think they know, like, a lot of tourists come and they don't handle spice like they do naturally.
Right.
Yeah, but I was afraid of that. I mean, that's why I'm also afraid to go to like Japan or China, because I'm a vegetarian, and I know that it's going to be difficult. But yes. I know I wouldn't be like, why do you have so much meat here? Like,
right, you're not going to get all mad about it.
Yeah.
Well, this person went on holiday to Spain and had a problem with taxi drivers as they were all in Spanish.
Wow.
This person, we booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us we had to bring our own swimsuits and towels. We assumed it would be included in the price.
Ew, why would you want to wear it? Like, a swimsuit, I mean, like, from there?
I'm thinking, like, you know, they thought that it would get, you know, like, at least towels aren't that crazy, because you think of a hotel.
I'm not going to lie. I would probably think towels were.
But
you
I
could
always,
just rent them maybe or something.
Right, or I'm sure you can buy one there. Then usually a lot of those water parks will have swimsuits you can buy. in their little store, which
in case you forget yours,
marked the hell up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But that is so stupid. Have they never been to a water park before?
Right. And I would hate not bringing my own swimsuit.
Right. I'm assuming the choices they have there are limited. And like, even if they did rent swimsuits, how gross is that?
So even I think that's really nasty. And I do some nasty things.
Yeah, she's pretty ratchet.
Yeah, I'm like, I would never buy underwear from Goodwill. Because that is the next level weird. Weirdness.
I mean, maybe bras. But even then, like swimsuits and anything bottoms, no thank you.
I know. Ugh.
This person's complaint was, the beach was too sandy. We had to clean everything when we returned to our room.
I hate this person.
These are multiple people, by the way.
Yeah.
We found that sand was not like the sand in the brochure. The brochure shows the sand as white, but it was more yellow.
Ew.
Like, I get there's like that appeal of like the white sand beaches, but it also depends on lighting and.
Oh, yeah. And the camera and the filter. You can do a lot to those pictures.
But I mean, if you're pissed off, it's just like a little bit more yellow, then you need to get your priorities straight.
I guess I'd be a little upset if it ended up being like a rocky beach.
Yes. You know, that's like, different. Yeah. That's different.
If you're going to a white sandy beach and you end up like at Alki or something.
Right.
Like, it's like a little different.
Because, you know, you also need to know if it's going to be rocky, you need to bring your little, what do they call it? The aqua socks.
Oh, yeah.
I love aqua socks.
You would. Are those the toes? The toes?
No.
Oh, okay.
They look like shoes, but they're, you know, they have a bunch of mesh. And okay. You can get in water. So,
Oh, yeah.
They're really tight. So, like, if you can go into a river with them on.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty awesome.
I'd bring those just to a regular beach.
That, too. They're pretty awesome. They're like $13 on Amazon. They have some cool patterns. Anyways, I've been eyeing them for a while.
Just get them. I'll get them for you. They're $13.
Yeah. Well, I got you. I haven't had an excuse to get them. That's why. Another one is, it's lazy of the local shopkeepers in Puerto Vallarta to close in the afternoons. I often need to buy things during siesta time. They should be banned. Wow. So in certain places, like dang. I know in Spain and some parts of Mexico, they do have siesta time where it's like
siesta time.
Siesta means nap or, you know, sleep.
Sounds so fun, though.
Right. But a lot of times a lot of people will go home, they'll rest, like they'll go have food or whatever. But a lot of shops close for like 2 hours ish.
Yeah.
Maybe three. And then they open up. And there's actually a Mexican restaurant here in Seattle called Señor Moose. It's one of my favorite Mexican restaurants, like authentic Mexican food. And it's in Ballard. And so they have a separate menu in the morning. And then they do like a siesta for like an hour or two, which I'm assuming they're just prepping for the night. And then they open with a different menu for night.
It's awesome. Part of the culture.
Right. And so it's just like, really?
I will say,
is it inconvenient? Yeah, but no.
We are so spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
We are so spoiled with restaurants being open all hours of the day, sometimes 24 hours. Like, there is a restaurant on Mercer Island that's lunch, break, dinner. And they're closed for, like, that two-ish mm-hmm. hours in between. It's a Thai place, which I don't understand. I will say, when I wanted lunch or when I wanted, like, a late lunch or because of our hours are mm-hmm. weird and early dinner, I get really sad when they're closed. But it's just, I mean, it's stupid. And it's just like, wow, we're just so used to being able to get whatever right. we want whenever we yeah. want that it's just, we're not even used to it. Or like teriyaki places, they're mm-hmm. closed on Sundays.
Right.
I always want teriyaki on Sunday.
of course you do.
Like,
but, or Chick-fil-A, I guess, for people who like Chick-fil-A.
Or like Chick-fil-A, yeah. And it's like, we're so entitled.
Right.
We think we deserve and need all this crap.
All the time.
Yeah.
This is funny. No one told us there would be fish in the water. The children were scared.
I will say, when I used to swim in the lake, because I live right by the lake, dude, seeing those fish like still freak me out. Like, I forget, like, I'm in your home now.
Right.
I'm just like swimming in the lake and I'm like, ah!
It's like, go to a public pool. There are worse things in the public pool than there are in the ocean.
Ew.
This was funny. So there's places that when we were growing up, we would go get hotel rooms that had like little kitchenettes.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
I love those.
Yeah, because my mom would always like make a sandwich. Like, we went to Disneyland, like she'd make sandwiches and stuff. So we would have our lunch and we'd only really pay and we'd bring cereal and milk.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd only really have to go out for dinner.
Yeah, make that trip cheaper.
Cheap. So this person complained. Although the brochure said there was a fully equipped kitchen, there was no egg slicer in the drawers.
Egg slicer?
Yeah, it's those little, like, you put the, like, I'm guessing the hard-boiled egg, and they, like, has, like, all those, like, kind of strings, like, the metal wires to, like, slice the eggs.
That is places. So extra, lady.
Right?
It's like one of those, like, it reminds me of the apple cutters.
Yeah. Put the... It's like there was no apple cutter in the drawer.
Bitch, take a knife.
Like, freaking people. So this other one, I think it should be explained in the brochure that local convenience stores do not sell proper biscuits or cookies, because you can tell they're British.
Hello.
Like custard creams or ginger nuts. It's like if you're going to a different country.
There's going to be different stuff.
Yeah, dumbass. The roads were uneven and bumpy, so we could not read the local guidebook during the bus ride to the resort. Because of this, we were unaware of many things that would have made our holiday more fun. They were complaining about the road being bumpy and they couldn't read. So you couldn't get to the resort and read? Like, how about when you were taking a dump? Like, seriously?
Yeah, just read anyway. Damn.
Oh, this one's funny. Oh, people are stupid. It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England, and it took the Americans only 3 hours to get home. This seems unfair.
Oh, what a dummy. Right. She just thought, like, they want a faster route or something.
I'm saying this in a girl voice, but, I mean, these all could be dudes, too.
Yeah, I mean, these definitely sound like women. Some of these. Sorry, ladies, but this... So,
like, the one with the cab driver speaking Spanish, I feel like that could be either or.
That could be, but the rest of them, they sound pretty girl-like.
This was funny. I compared the size of our one-bedroom suite to our friend's three-bedroom, and ours was significantly smaller.
Yeah, you dumb.
Like, it's a suite, so it's going to be bigger than a one-bedroom, but it's a three-bedroom is going to be bigger.
Yeah, and they probably paid a lot more for that.
Mm-hmm. And you probably got a couple of other amenities that they didn't. So the brochure stated no hairdressers at the resorts. We're trainee hairdressers and we think they knew and made us wait longer for service.
How would they know you're training hairdressers and why would they care?
Right. I don't know. I think they thought they saw no hairdressers at the resort, implying that there's not a spa. Like if there's a spa,
that's what I was thinking.
There's nobody there to cut their hair. They thought that meant that they weren't allowed there. Like, wow. we don't want to serve hairdressers. So anything for service, like if they had anything at the restaurant or like they knew that they were hairdressers in training and they had to wait longer.
All these people are so stupid. Seem like they think the world revolves around them. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think anybody knew you were a training hairdresser. I don't think anyone cares.
Some of these, I'm like, I really hope they're jokes. I really hope they're fake.
I don't think they are, to be honest.
This one's like, when we were in Spain, there were too many Spanish people there. The receptionist spoke Spanish, the food was Spanish, and no one told us there would be so many foreigners.
What? What do you expect? That's what I would expect when I go to, like, Spain or Mexico.
Although, when I went to Spain, we went with a school trip, and it was, like, EF, like, they do EF school, high school trips, but they do EF college trips, too, where it's significantly cheaper. You travel with this group and they have a tour guide with you at all times.
Oh,
at least
and
the
teachers?
High school one. Like in high school, yeah, we had the teachers, but with the college one, you go in just your group.
Oh, wow.
And you can make payments throughout the year to, you know,
pay it off.
This is what we did. We paid it over 2 years, like, or a year and a half.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's how I was able to go. And they, all our meals were included for the exception of, I want to say, breakfast. One of our meals wasn't included.
Mm-hmm.
Or lunch. It was lunch. We got breakfast at the hotel and dinner at the hotel. Or we would plan like a special dinner.
Yeah.
But we would be on our own for lunch. And the last couple hotels we stayed at were like buffets. And they were the most basic. Like they had crinkle cut fries and...
Oh, yeah.
Just very Americanized food everywhere. And it's like, okay, cool.
I mean, that's what I was... Like when I was telling you that there was like a lot in Mexico, there was a lot of Mexican food that wasn't very spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Still with our buffet, there was a lot of American food.
Right.
It kind of had like a different flavor. Like there would be a lot of pastas and like mm-hmm. one day it'd be Alfredo sauce. One day it'd be marinara sauce or something.
Right.
And it tasted different. I think they had different
spices,
ingredients, different spices kind of thing. But there was, I mean, there were like Cocoa Puffs. There was Americanized food for sure.
What did they come in the box?
No, well, they put them all in like a big...
container.
Yeah, big container.
I was gonna say, because they do have Cocoa Puffs in Mexico, but it's not the little bird guy as the mascot. It's an elephant. It's a chocolate elephant.
Oh, so there's, I like that.
So like I think there's Tony the Tiger is still in Mexico, but they have but they call them sucaritas, which means like little sugarettes or whatever.
Oh,
for the Frosted Flakes and stuff. So they do have a lot of the same cereals, but they just have different mascots and different situations.
Yeah, I think they do that. I mean, honestly, it's smart because they know a lot of like Americans or Canadians or whatever are coming there, and it's like familiar food, so everyone can eat something.
You could always get off the resort and eat at the, the taco stands, and they're awesome.
Yeah, at the normal spots.
Side note, I know you don't like meat. Could you handle like watching like raw meat on screen?
No.
Okay. So don't watch this. Maybe you're
J-Rubs probably will love it though. He loves watching that kind of stuff.
It's called The Taco Chronicles.
The Taco Chronicles.
On Netflix. And I just recently watched it with my folks, and it's in Spanish, so it's subtitled.
Okay.
But the sounds, like, it goes through and explores different types of tacos and tells you the history of them and, like, interviews a bunch of, like, restaurants and street vendors. And actually, one of them I was watching, I'm like, oh, my God, on the plane when I went to Vegas. And I like, went to your dad. I'm like, I've been here.
Aww.
My uncle took me to this one.
That's cool. In Mexico?
Yeah, it was like a taco stand. It was a taco stand, but you pull your car in and like the waiters run out to your car and they're like, okay, what do you want? Okay, just park right over here. Like they find you a parking spot on the street, and it's like literally like late night tacos, and they'll run up and they'll bring you your food like in your car. It was so fun.
It's kind of like Burger Master here.
Kind of, except there's no like parking lot. You just find a place to park.
Wherever.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But they do go in the history of different types of tacos and like the sound effects. It's very, do you know what ASMR is?
Mm-mm.
It's like if you've seen those videos of people like talking, like it's just like those sound effects into the microphone that it just are kind of sexy, like in the sense of like they sound so good. They'll sit there and they're chopping like the onions, and you could hear it, and you could hear the sizzle or like the boiling oil.
Mm.
But they do like they explain everything, and they just the amount of passion and stuff. It was so cool to watch. And my parents, like, they were explaining things like, oh, this is what this is, and this is where, oh, we've been there, this is how far this is from your grandma's house.
Aww.
So it was really cool to watch it with them. But also, like, if you love food, you're gonna love this.
Oh, J-Rob's will love that then.
But everyone except Sarah, if you love, if you're really into food, please check out this documentary. It's in Spanish. You have to subtitle it, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I won't watch it. I'll watch the vegetarian version of it.
I'm trying to think if there's any episode.
Black beans and sweet potatoes.
Actually, there was one episode. They call it tacos de guisado. Guisado just means like a dish, like a plate, like where you cook it up.
Okay.
Not quite a casserole, but just, you know.
Yeah. Like a pan kind of thing.
Yeah. Like something you cook in a pot or whatever. And so they'll make tacos based on that. Like my mom makes one with like zucchini and corn.
Yum.
And it's super tasty. And so one guy's like, we used to just do vegetarian ones, but they didn't really sell, so we had to include meat. But there are so many good. That's like the only episode, but there's still meat in that episode.
That's funny.
I'll read you the last couple of these, and then I do want to talk about something quickly interesting here that's been on my mind for a little bit, and you're gonna make fun of me. This is awesome. We had a line out outside to catch the boat, and there was no air conditioning
outside. Well, she expects to be personally fanned.
It is your duty as a tour operator to advise us of noisy or unruly guests before we travel.
Flight attendants would have to tell everyone, hey, there's going to be some babies on this plane. Right. Do you still want to fly?
Right. But, you know, there might be a baby on this plane. You sure you want to book this one?
Right.
I was bitten by a mosquito. The brochure did not mention mosquitoes.
I hate people.
Last one. My fiance and I requested I really hope this is a joke. We requested twin beds when we booked, but instead we were placed in a room with a king bed. We now hold you responsible and want you to be reimbursed for the fact that I became pregnant. This would not have happened if you had put us in a room that we had booked.
What? Why would you want a twin bed? Maybe they're supposed to save themselves for marriage or something?
I guess.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that made the hotel force them to do it. Okay. And now you got to bibbe. Use protection. Use protection. That's hilarious, though. I love that.
Oh, people are stupid.
So what do you want to, what's been on your mind?
So thinking about flying and traveling, like, I do love to travel.
Yes, I do not.
Especially now that, you know, all these flights are really cheap. I was looking at before we started recording, so that might have to happen soon.
What up, coronavirus?
Yeah, what up, Ireland? How you doing?
Yeah.
But somebody posted this on Twitter, and it's been memed and, like, shipped around, and it's on Facebook now. And this guy, Mike, says, don't be boring with your midlife crisis and buy a sports car. Go hard. Learn magic. Lease a falcon. Start a cult. Are people worried about you? Sure. But are they also a little curious? Yeah, man. Sign them up for the cult. You got to make those falcon payments.
Oh. Dude, I think the funny thing, learn magic.
Right.
Who is going to think that is impressive? I mean, when people do a magic trick, that's like really cool. It's like, dang.
Right.
That's really cool.
I went on a date with a guy who was really like impressive with his magic skills, but he was really weird too.
They get like obsessive with it.
Yeah. Like I was blown away. I was like, how the... Okay. But anywho, I was like, get out of my head. But I've been thinking like what... Like I don't have any desire to like buy a sports car, but there's...
Or like learn to ride a motorcycle or...
Yeah, that might be what I want to learn.
What?
So there's this motorcycle I've seen for years and years since I was younger, and I don't even know what it's called. I don't know squat about my panics. I don't know what it's called. I know it's not a chopper.
That's a chopper.
Like the chopper, the ones with the big handlebars. Yeah. Like I don't know, and I don't want like the speedster, like...
You want just like a standard motorcycle.
Like, yeah, I want like an old school looking one, just standard motorcycle.
Wait, did I really just predict this?
But the reason I always thought it'd be cool, like being like 45 with like my hair kind of like starting to gray and just wearing a leather jacket and like picking up my foster brother who will eventually be my brother. He'll be like, you know, maybe 15 and be like, hey, I got you from school. Like, I'm just going to be like, oh, is that your mom? No, that's my sister. It's cool, you know, like I just thought, how cool would that be? It's like, hey, I got your helmet, get on. Like, hey, I'm gonna take you home. Mom's making dinner.
All of his high school friends are gonna be like, damn, your sister is fine.
Exactly. I'm like, I need to learn how to ride a bike.
Is that your vision now?
I think that will be my... I'm not gonna buy it yet, and that's not something that like, I plan to do within the next couple of years, but like maybe 10 years down the line, I think it would be so cool, because there's also no point in really getting a freaking motorcycle in Seattle. Because it's raining all the time.
Parking would be way more legit.
Oh, in the summer, it would be great.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's a specific motorcycle, too. It's not like, oh, I want this, like the speedster, like the Japanese style, you know, Yamaha bikes. That's not my jam.
No, that's not a motorcycle. It's a bike.
Yeah, like, I want, like, a specific looking, I think even, like, the one Captain America had in one of the Captain America movies, like, that style of bike.
Yeah.
Just simple, plain. I think it'd be so cool. Just learn how to ride it.
It would be very impressive if your foster baby at 15 years old would even allow you to roll up in a motorcycle to pick him up. Because that age, I feel like they don't want to deal with... They don't want anything to do with any part of their family.
Right. It's like, hey, I'm not your mom. I'm your sister.
I would rather walk home than take this bike.
Like, all right, go walk home then. I'll follow you.
Just follow you on the bike.
just blasting music. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. It's like, yeah, if you're going to be a jerk, I'm going to be a jerk back.
That would be hilarious.
It's like, I'm your older sister. I can do this. I plan on being that immature at 45.
Do you have any concerns about the risk factor of it and like how they're actually very dangerous?
Right. And I feel like what's more dangerous is the person on it.
Oh.
It's the people that are showing off or people that don't pay attention. And granted, it is a lot of risk because a lot of people don't pay attention for motorcyclists.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
So, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. And for me, I think it would not necessarily be like a daily thing unless it really was that much more convenient to have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like to go to work, like in the summertime.
Yeah.
But I don't expect it to be like an everyday thing necessarily. It'd just be more for fun.
I'm totally supportive, but I have not to get deep, but my friend was killed on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So if my father, if my brother, if my boyfriend ever said they wanted to ride motorcycles, I would immediately
shut that down.
I would like, oh, hell no. So as long as you know, go to the classes and cautious.
I would even like take classes on like basic maintenance.
Yeah.
Like I know how to change a tire to my car.
Yeah.
I don't know how to change a tire to a motorcycle. It's a little different. So I would learn how to take care of it because I don't want to be that idiot like, I got it because it's pretty.
It's pretty like, and I look cool.
Like, I mean, that is the main reason, but I want to know more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So eventually that is my midlife crisis idea. But, you know, you're turning 30 and you're like in a couple years.
Oh,
you're freaking out. I'm freaking all for it.
You're all for the 30-year-old.
Like 30s. Like, I think it's such a great...
Do you think I will feel like that when I turn 30?
What the...
That you love it. Like, I will actually end up loving it? Or do you think I'll be like, I'm 30?
I feel like you will be very upset for a little bit at the beginning, But I think eventually you're going to be like, I'm going to be the hot 30-year-old.
I know. I know I want to be the hot 30. I'm already thinking like, damn, I'm trying to do a photo shoot where I'm just like fine AF, still twerking, still doing everything that you're not supposed to do when you turn 30.
Like, I feel like 30 is so different now than it was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Like, 30 used to be like, oh my God, you're 50. Which even now 50 is like Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, dude, goals. But you can't even compare any other 50-year-old to J-Lo because that's just not fair. That's not fair to any of the other 50-year-olds.
Did you ever see Golden Girls?
Or know of it? Yeah, I know Betty White.
But like, so you know what they look like, right?
Yeah.
So apparently they were in their 50s, those characters. Right? They look like they're 80.
They really do.
Just the hair and the outfits.
But then, I mean, I look at like my friend's moms, you know, and don't want to say my mom, but you know, like, and I'm like, you ain't no J-Lo.
No.
You're not Golden Girl status yet, but you're definitely more Golden Girl status than J-Lo status.
And it's one of those, like, my friends kind of put it in my head, and now it's like, I'm going to do really research.
What?
They keep saying, like, you look like a vampire, me, in the sense of, like, because my dad is a vampire, in the sense of he is, you know, in his 50s, and people think he's my husband.
Oh, yeah, your dad's kind of fine. DILF status.
Okay, get the hell out. Oh, God, you and Ellen, Jesus. Get off my dad.
Hey, Vicky's dad, what's up?
No, he's a good-looking guy. And he doesn't, like, he barely has any grays. Like,
he is blessed.
Yeah, my mom has a ton of grays, but she loves it. She wants to be all white. She's all going for it.
I like that.
So she stopped dyeing her hair, like, a year or two ago. She's good, like, I want to be all white. Like, just, like, I think it was her grandmother or her great-aunt, and she's like, she looks so cool.
Just rock it. Yeah.
So she's been rocking that, but she definitely, there's times she didn't hear this. Somebody told my dad, it's like, oh, would your mother like this to my mom?
Because
that's how young my dad looks, but because she was looking at my mom from behind, so she only saw the white
and
hair.
And then was your dad like, that's my wife?
Or I don't know if he said anything. I was just like, but that's just a testament to how young my dad looks.
Yes.
And I'm hoping I have those genes.
But at the moment, you do.
I'm like, I'm 30 and people keep thinking I'm...
How'd your mom look when she was 30? Because your mom looks what? Her age? What is she, like 55-ish?
Something like that.
Yeah, and she looks like around that age.
Yeah. But I don't remember. Like, I feel like she looked young, but she was, I think, heavier back then, too.
Oh.
So it's kind of hard to tell.
It's like one of those things where, like, I feel like it's either you could just continue to look young forever or just one day...
It's all
the age is going to hit
you. I worry that either it's going to happen like when I have kids or if I lose a bunch of weight, I'm going to immediately look old.
Just hell old. Well, I mean, to that, out of stress, the kids. So. Right.
Well, that's why I feel whatever. Like, that's why you have all the gray hairs, Mom. It was because of me.
Yeah.
But my friends are like, yeah, one of them's pregnant right now. She's like, yeah, when I'm not pregnant anymore, I'm going to look into doing Botox. I'm like, but you look fantastic. Like, what do you need Botox for? She's like, it's preventative.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people start when they're 23. Like, right. People told me I should have started, like, 5 years ago.
Right. And so it's, like, one of those, like, I was looking in the mirror and I was like, oh. Like, not that I have, like, lines or anything, but, like, I don't.
Dude, now I'm seeing it so tough and I'm wearing my contacts now, too, so I can really see lines now.
On me or you?
Well, I can't look at myself. I'm looking at you.
Oh, thanks, butthole.
No, but,
yeah. But, like, you see little things. You're like, it's not the end of the world. Nobody's really looking at me this closely unless I'm bringing attention to it.
Exactly. But it is also like catch-22. If I start now, will the lines not get deeper for a while, or will eventually it'll just get deep? It's like one of those when you have a headache, like take the medicine before you have the headache so you're not like chasing it.
Right.
Is that what Botox?
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm like, I saw there was an ad for like a place not too far from my house in like the little coupon books that we get. And it's like, oh, it's this price for this much. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, like for a unit. I'm like, how much is a unit? How much will that render me? Will one unit cover my entire face?
Yeah, I don't know. But
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like free consultation. I'm like,
oh, Vicky, you're going to start doing Botox?
I don't know.
The first Botox on a motorcycle? What's happening?
I know, right? So like, these are my midlife crisis like thoughts, right? And I'm not even midlife yet, technically. I think midlife is now like 45, 50.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's crazy because I hear with Botox, like, I am afraid to do it because I hear it helps a lot, but then I hear it's, like, addicting. And I hear it's one of those things, it's like waxing, I hear. It's like once you do it, you have to do it for every, like, it's really good to come every 6 weeks or every 3 months or every six, you know, right. like to really get the best results. And I'm like, dang, am I going to want to like spend that much money every few months to prevent my already great looking face?
Well, like there was a thing where it's like, oh, you get a discount if you buy like this amount of units. We'll give you a discount for this price each as opposed to this other one. But that's why I kind of want to go to the consultation. I'm like, well, how many units would I need?
Yeah.
Is it like one unit for like just the little situations I got? Like, which isn't even like really anything. It's just.
Yeah, it's usually
bloop,
just.
Bloop, 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 and that's it.
Like, your smile crease and your in between your eyebrows crease, right?
That's usually well, I was like thinking like even maybe even down under my eyes, but I'm not sure.
The crow's.
No, crow's feet are more like at the corners of your eyes on the ends, from what I understand. But just preventative, like up.
Talking about the bags.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You just got to get more sleep.
I do need more sleep. But I'm like, could I just get one of those jade roller things, the little rolly things I see on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, can I just roll my face for a while?
Yeah, just kind of put ice on it. Will that help? Like,
wow, you got to tell. You should go. You should just consultate just to see and just to give us some input.
I might have to bring you with me.
I'll come with you for sure.
You can have a girl's day in my house.
Oh man, I'm nervous about it because.
Are you worried that you might want to too?
Oh yeah, I mean, especially if they start like telling you like, oh wow, okay, well once you reach 30 or 35, like this is what's going
to
happen.
We do have a friend who did start young, so we might have to reach out to her and ask her.
Yeah, ask her if she's like.
How she feels about it now.
But, yeah, and she still does it.
Right.
Because that's a lot of upkeep.
Right. Because, I mean, like, if you're young and it's not a whole lot of upkeep now, like, if it's, like, once, hey, you know, once every couple months and this is how much, it's this little amount. And, I mean, it will, obviously, as the older you get, it's going to be more and more.
Yeah, because you're going to need older. More and more.
So that's, you know, those are my midlife crisis mindset right now.
Motorcycle and Botox. I would have really never guessed.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
Well, this is what 30 brings for you. Right?
But like, you're going to be turning 30 soon within the next, you know, year and change. 2 years.
Yeah.
Do you have any like midlife crisis things? Like, do you want to like pose nude or... Like, maybe that'll be your homework to think about if you don't have anything.
Dude, I want to be in Playboy. If I was offered to be in Playboy, hell yeah.
Dolly Parton wants to do it, and she's 74.
I know, but Dolly Parton's also Dolly Parton. And
speaking of Botox.
Have we seen her boobs? Speaking of Botox, she probably knows all the ins and outs of Botox.
Right. She's awesome.
I don't know, but I'll think about it, but I definitely will probably have some if I don't right now. Like, especially because, like, you, I would have never thought that for you. And here you are.
Well, like it was my freaking stupid friends. They're like, yeah, we want to do it. And like, blah, blah, blah. And because it's preventative. Blah, and they just kept talking about it. I'm like, and they made fun of me because I'm like, but it's expensive. Like, you cheapo.
And you're like, yeah, but it gets more and more expensive. Right. Honestly, I mean, like my midlife crisis already is after having kids, like wanting to get my body all like nip tucked and beautiful again. So that will be a pretty penny.
See, that's also interesting. Like, I'm curious to see what it's really going to be like, because from what I hear, it's like at some point you're like, I mean, it'd be cool and everything, but I'm too busy. Like,
I got kids now.
I'm going to be sitting on the couch with a nice ass body and not going out very often. Like, what's the body for? Like, once a year?
The body's
like,
for my man. I want my man to still love all the DS after guys, two kids.
Some guys dig it, though, still.
Yeah, but see, I'm so, like, in my mind about it, like, I don't think I mean, hopefully it changed, because that would be great if my mindset could change. But, like, right now, I, like, can't imagine me loving my body like that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Go to therapy. Did you not listen to the last episode? Therapy, Sarah.
I wasn't there. Wait, what? What's therapy?
No, but it is it's because, like, at least, I mean, I've never had kids. I've never popped one out, so I can't really say.
You haven't?
No, you would think, right? But I think the idea is it's not about, like, it not being okay for you to want that body, but I think it's a healthier mindset to be okay with your body at different steps, because you don't want to be pregnant and hating your body.
Yeah, I'm hoping at least when I'm pregnant, I give myself a little leeway, because it's like, dude, you have a human inside of you. Chill.
But even afterwards, like, there's some people that bounce back like nothing.
Dude, I know.
There's some people that, you know, they eventually do, but it takes them longer and they get discouraged and they get depressed. So I think at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with trying to get to achieve that body you want.
Yeah.
As long as you keep reminding yourself, like, my body pumped out a baby. Like,
yeah.
it is a freaking like badass machine that did this.
But then I also think a lot of women use that as an excuse to not get back in shape.
No, but like, I mean, for somebody like you is what I'm saying. Oh. It's like, that is going to be your way of giving you like, don't hate yourself. Just know that you're in progress.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, loving yourself is getting that surgery. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
that. Or getting that Botox or getting that motorcycle.
There is nothing wrong. I do not condemn anybody that wants to do, you know, get their boobs done, butt done, surgery, Botox, anything. I'm like, if that is what you want, that is fine. But I think there is, it gets,
it's not going to change the mind.
It's not going to change. Like, yeah, your mind's still going to be the one that's not being nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my only thing. I'm like, as long as you're healthy in your brain, you freaking go for it, girl.
You get nipped and tucked. And
I'll take care of the baby while you do
that. Can you please, actually? I want back to back, so there'll be two of them, hopefully.
Hopefully you get twins.
Hell no!
I keep crying.
Hell no! I have dreams about that. Nightmares, more
like. She thinks twins are creepy. I don't know why. Because she thinks her... this is the person that wants to eat a human.
I think... take that out of context. I think twins are creepy. But then I went to a psychic and she said I was going to have twins. So karma. It's full circle. I'm probably going to have twins.
What if we both have twins at the same time?
That would actually be hella dope. Hella creepy, but hella dope.
Well, because apparently they run in my family, but I think it skips generations. And like my aunt, we don't have any twins in like my grandma's generation because I think they were, you know, they're in Mexico, so they didn't necessarily survive.
Oh, sad.
Sort of sad, but I mean, true. But like my mom's generation didn't have any. So it's like technically
so now
on
it's
us.
On you.
And so I kept joking with my cousin. I'm like, haha, your third kid. She wanted like no more than three. I'm like, the third pregnancy is going to be twins. Just watch. And it wasn't. And she's like, hey, bitch, your first pregnancy is going to be twins. So
karma.
She's karma for being a jerk.
Oh, that would be hilarious if you and I were pregnant with twins.
Oh, my God. We'd be such bitches.
Oh, we'd be such like times two. Like,
yes. Because we'd be huge.
We'd be huge.
That's going to hurt.
Oh, man. Well, at least you don't have to push them out usually.
Yeah. Anywho, but I want to hear about what you guys have gone through for your midlife crisis or what you think will be your midlife crisis.
Yeah, like what weird thing that you're like wanting to do or you have done that you never thought you would be into. We got a badass over here. Vicky.
I want Botox and a bike. Give me
bees.
All that bees. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.